Americans in Paris, the title of Brian Morton's Street Guide to the City of Light. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Street by street, house by house, Morton shows us where prominent Americans stayed while in Paris. Charles Lindbergh, Aaron Copland, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Edison. But Morton says American writers tend to predominate, the author of The Last of the Mohicans being the first to arrive.
Fenimore Cooper went there, 1826, went there for 6 months, perhaps a year, and stayed for 7 years. He claimed in his correspondence, perhaps rightly so, that he was more detached and could see America more clearly from Paris.
Especially in the 1920s, American writers converged on the French capital.
Hemingway said that there were two groups of Americans in New York, those could afford a ticket to Paris and those who couldn't.
In fact, Hemingway over the years lived at no fewer than 11 addresses in Paris. William Burroughs, Hart Crane, James Jones, John Dos Passos, Jack Kerouac, John Steinbeck, Henry Miller, they all lived there. Morton says Americans tended to bypass London because the English were patronizing and contemptuous.
Americans were much more at home in France, and particularly in Paris. It may have been, in the beginning, due to a sort of linguistic difference. They didn't understand the French didn't understand them, and so they lived together quite well.
Morton says that only since the 1950s, with the advent of cheaper travel across the Atlantic, have the French developed some anti-American sentiment.
In 1983, last year, there were 1,800,000 Americans went through Paris. Now, that's quite a number to be asking their way, sitting in your favorite restaurant, and taking over all the taxi cabs.
It took Brian Morton 3 years to research Americans in Paris, visiting every location he writes about.
I spent 4 months checking every single address to find out if the building is still there or if there's just the site.
Brian Morton of the University of Michigan, author of an anecdotal street guide, Americans in Paris, published by the Olivia and Hill Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.